morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you a report on the CBI charge sheet in the Manipur gang rape case. Those who want to rape these girls, rape them, kill them. This is what a mob of 900 to 1000 people armed with sophisticated weapons including AK-47s shouted as they stripped two women naked, gang raped them and brutally murdered their male relatives before their eyes in Manipur on 4th May last year. This is according to a charge sheet that was filed by Central Bureau of Investigation in October. The CBI's charge sheet details the gruesome ordeal of the women who repeatedly begged the crowd to spare them and sought help from the police only to be left to the mob. The police instead drove them in their gypsy towards the violent mob and left the victims at its mercy. Despite the women seeking their help, the police refused assistance and abandoned the area, leaving them at the mercy of the violent mob. They escaped and spent a night in a jungle before they got any help, the investigation has found. According to the CBI's charge sheet, a copy of which is with the Print, the investigation established that the accused, who were part of the ethnic clashes between the Methis and Kukis, conspired with a large group of unidentified miscreants from the Methi community to execute a series of pre-planned criminal acts, including violence, arson, sexual assault, and murder with a clear intent. The charge sheet says, and I quote, "Their deliberate actions, which specifically targeted victims from the tribal community, included threats, violence, and various unlawful acts aimed at promoting enmity between different groups." The CBI has named Hirodash Maiti, Arun, Ningombam Tomba Singh, Yumlembam Jiban Singh, Saranjay Maiti, and a juvenile in this charge sheet. Another accused lawyer named in the charge sheet is still absconding. A video showing the women being paraded naked had gone viral in July last year, triggering widespread outrage. Manipur has been plunged in conflict since 3rd May 2023, when simmering ethnic tensions erupted into full-fledged violence between the dominant Methi and tribal Kuki communities. The ongoing violence has claimed over 200 lives and displaced over 50,000 people, the police data shows. It was around 3 p.m. on 4th May when a crowd from the Methi community forcefully entered Bifinom village in Kangpokpi district carrying sophisticated arms, the charge sheet says. They allegedly vandalized houses and burnt buildings, including the Nongpok Center Church, despite the police's efforts to disperse them. According to the CBI, as the mob wreaked havoc, 9 people from the village went to hide in the Haukomchang forest, while others also fled to safer places. This group consisted of 4 men, one of whom is the complainant in the case, 3 women, and the 2 granddaughters of one of the women. The 2 women who were paraded naked and sexually assaulted are referred to as victim 1 and victim 2 in the charge sheet, while the 3rd, who was able to escape but was physically assaulted, is referred to as victim 3. The mob, however, identified a family and surrounded them. According to the charge sheet, victim 1 was unwell and was being carried by 2 of the men towards Chakma village. They were cornered by a Methi mob from Heroic village who started beating them. As some people in the mob told the 2 men to approach a police gypsy that was parked at a distance, they rushed towards it with victim 1 and victim 2, the CBI says. However, the policemen did not help them escape and told them that there was no key in the vehicle. The charge sheet says, and I quote, "Victim 1 and victim 2 managed to get inside the police gypsy. They kept begging to save their family members, but the police did not help. As the mob kept shouting, 'Give us back,' asking police to hand over the victims." According to the CBI's charge sheet, the driver of the gypsy suddenly drove and stopped the vehicle near the violent mob, numbering over 1,000. One of the men who were with the victims requested the driver to start the car again, but he said, "You keep silent," the charge sheet says. Meanwhile, the mob shook the police gypsy and pulled out the men and women by their shirts and hair from outside, and the policemen left the spot, leaving the victims alone with the mob, the charge sheet says. As the mob pulled the two women from the police gypsy, their clothes were torn and they were assaulted, CBI says. Some from the mob allegedly took the victims' purses, money and mobile phones. According to the charge sheet, the mob, which was led by Hirudash Mehti and others, paraded the two women naked on the roadside of Thaubal village and took them to the paddy fields nearby where they were sexually assaulted. The charge sheet goes on to describe the assault in graphic detail. Men in the mob forced victim one to lie down in the paddy field, then allegedly strangled her neck, sat on her naked body and touched her private parts, the charge sheet says. Victim one shouted and screamed out of fear. One person among the mob told her, "At Chura Chandpur, tribal people raped and killed mother-like and daughter-like persons. That is why we are doing this to you." Meanwhile, victim two saw her male relative being hit by a log of wood. Victim 2 saw the male being hit with a big log of wood so hard that he instantly fell down on top of his father's dead body and succumbed. The mob then told her to take off her clothes, the charge sheet says. According to CBI, victim 2 was also assaulted in the same way. After assaulting the two women, the mob let them leave, and on their way out, the women saw the bodies of their family members, the two men who were trying to protect them, lying on top of each other inside a drain, the charge sheet says. They stopped for some time and cried, but the mob came back to them, but some elders stopped them and the victims fled, the charge sheet says. According to the CBI, victim 3 was witnessing the assault. The mob tried to tear her clothes, but since she was holding her granddaughter close to her, she managed to resist the attempt. The charge sheet says, and I quote, "Seeing the other two victims being paraded naked, the mob that surrounded victim 3 ran towards that side, which is towards victim 1 and victim 2. And victim 3 seized this opportunity to run towards village Kakmayai with her granddaughter in her arms. After their escape, the victims took refuge in Irong Hills jungle due to fear of a possible attack. According to the charge sheet, they spent the night there, and on the following day, they returned to a village where victim 1 medicated herself. They continued their journey, moving from one village to the other, accompanied by family members and the village chief's mother, the charge sheet says. It was only on 28 July that the video of the assault went viral and key accused Hirudash Mehti and Pechi Awang were identified, while Arun, Ningambom Tomba Singh and Jiban Singh were arrested on 28 July. Saranjay Mehti was arrested on 22nd July and the juvenile was apprehended on 21st July. The investigation has found that accused Jiban Singh had recorded the video of victim 1 and victim 2 and shared it with a juvenile who shared it with Saranjay Mehti, who then shared it with the others. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.